In a time before memory can recall, a fleet of boats arrived on the shores of Peru, bringing with them hundreds of people and a strange green idol known as Yampalik. Led by their god King Namelap, they built this city centered around a temple for that idol and established the cult of Yampalik in that region. Many generations passed before a descendant of Namelap, Sefenpelek, witnessed the end of his line through a great flood. He wanted to relocate the idol, but despite repeated attempts, he was unable to do so. The devil, sensing his weakness, is said to have approached him in the form of a beautiful woman and attempted to seduce him. When Fempelec gave in to her charms and finally slept with her, it rained for 30 days and nights and destroyed the crops for a year to come. Recognizing the God King as the source of their troubles, the people seized Fempelec, bound his hands behind his back, and threw him into the sea. This ended the famine, but it also ended the cult of Yampalik. This is just a portion of the Namelap myth. I cover it in more detail in my latest YouTube video, The Peruvian Pre-Flood Myth You Haven't Heard.